Hello and welcome to Social Media Ministries. My name is Spencer Kaufman. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is number 4 in a 4-part sermon series on Who Do You Serve? We've covered a lot of ground, so if you haven't been with us for the last 3 weeks, then please check out the playlist, Who Do You Serve? It's on our YouTube channel, also on our website. You can watch and get caught up there, or listen, scroll in your podcast feed, and you can find it there as well. Today we are talking about whether or not you are a child of God or a child of the devil. Seriously, you can be a child of the devil. So if this is your first time with us, you can watch this sermon, that would be great, but then I really encourage you, go back, watch the rest of this playlist, this series, get a full grasp and idea of what's going on here. In addition, hit the subscribe button. I hope you guys like these videos or these podcasts. Hit those like buttons, show us that support. In addition, please use those share icons. If you're a returning visitor, if you're new, share. Share these with others, not so that we can promote ourselves, but so that we can bring more people into knowledge of what is going on, that they can learn the scriptures, that we can reach more people. That is our goal, to reach more people through the use of social media, to bring them the Bible, help them understand and interpret the scriptures in the Bible. That is our mission, that is our purpose, and we cannot do it without your help. So please, help us if you can. And I know you can. It's whether or not you're willing. All right, are you a child of the devil or a child of God? Hopefully you're a child of God, but it's one or the other. As we've talked about, you're either hot or you're cold. You're either with or against. There's no in between. So if your answer is you don't know, then guess what? You're a child of the devil. You are. It's one or the other. There is no middle ground here. You are living in a world controlled by the devil. How do we know this? We know this because in the fall of humankind, when Adam and Eve sinned, or Eve then Adam, who was with her, when they sinned, they gave control over to the serpent. Now the devil rules this territory under the control of God, of course. The devil can't do anything without God's approval or within limitations. But because we gave up our right to rule, the devil has certain freedoms. And you say, well, how could a loving God have evil in the world? Guess what? We allowed it. We gave it up. We gave up our right to rule when we gave control over to the devil. And you say, I didn't have that choice. Your ancestors did. We gave it up through sin. And yeah, you have that choice. You sin each and every day. You sin. And if you sin, then you gave it up too. The only person who didn't give that up would be Jesus. He never sinned. Now you can try. Try your hardest to not sin. Seriously. I mean, we all do. We all try hard. But it still happens. It's our nature because we live in a world controlled by the devil. We are all naturally children of the devil. And we choose to become a child of God, a child of Christ, a Christian. We choose to follow Him. And our old nature still pulls us back. We live in this world, but we long to be in another world. We long to be in heaven. The spirit that God put in us when we chose to be His children longs to be connected eternally with God. And God longs for us as well. This is why it's so important that we need to devote our time to God and devote our spirit to God, because if we start following things of this world, we're taking a spirit that God gave us and improperly directing it where it shouldn't be. The devil has dominion over this earth. We've talked about this in other sermons time and time again. We've seen it in Scripture, in the book of Job. We also see it when Jesus is tempted. It's documented in Matthew and in Luke, where the devil says to Jesus, I'll give all this to you. And in one instance, I believe Luke or Mark, he says, for it has been given it to me, and I can give it to whoever I want to. Which means that the devil does indeed own all of this or rule it. It's his reign. It's his kingdom. And he was saying to Jesus, I'll give it to you. And Jesus at that moment could have said yes and taken it. And then we could have kind of heaven on earth. But what would have had to happen is Jesus would have had to worship the devil, which then means the devil, Jesus would say the devil's more powerful. And then it would all be under the devil's control anyway. And God, or Jesus, says no. He says no. And he takes the fight to a spiritual level and he says, worship the Lord your God only. And guess what? When you took it to that spiritual level, the devil can't win. Because that spiritual level, that spiritual realm, is not the devil's kingdom. The devil can win here on earth. He can make you feel horrible. He can hurt your body. He can crush your house. He can kill other people. He can make you feel horrible here on earth. Because he can do it. But the second you take the fight to the spiritual realm, he doesn't stand a chance. Because that's not his kingdom. He doesn't stand a chance. He's fighting, all of a sudden, he's fighting over enemy lines. Right now, he's fighting on his home turf. He's got the home field advantage when you're trying to fight him in the physical realm. When you're trying to get through your day, when you're trying to, you know, take a pill to ease the pain or have a drink to take the edge off or whatever you're doing, you're fighting physically. He's going to win. But you take that fight to your home turf, the spiritual realm, and let God step in and fight for you, the devil does not have a chance. So you got to resist him. You need to resist the devil in this physical realm here on earth. Resist him. And then what? He will flee from you. James 4:7, excellent verse. Such an excellent verse. We had a whole sermon on it. Resist the devil. You can check it out in a card here on our YouTube channel, or navigate to our website or YouTube channel and type in resist the devil and you'll find it. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God. So you have to submit to God. That means fighting in that spiritual realm. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Why will he flee from you? Well, he'll flee from you because he knows he cannot stand a chance in that territory. It's not his territory. He won't stand a chance. Are you a child of the devil or a child of God? If you stay close to God and do what is right and stay in the Word, then you're a child of God and you are resisting the devil and you are being closer and closer and closer and closer to God. The devil will flee from you. John. 1 John. 1 John 3:10 says, this is how we know who the children of God and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. All right, so a few things here. We have children of the devil and children of God. Now, we know who is God's child and who is the devil's child based on their actions. So when you do something that is wrong, you're a child of the devil. You're acting like a child of the devil. Now, if you're a Christian, you're God's child. You are. No one can snatch you from God's hand. You are God's child. You've made the decision to become a child of God, and you are. You are a child of God. You ask Jesus into your life. You say, well, how do I do that? You ask Jesus into your life. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Say you don't want to be a sinner anymore. You want to follow God. And that's really simple. You can do that. You can make that choice today. You can become a child of God. It's very easy. We can help you do. I'll guide you through it right now. If that is you, if you're thinking like, well, how do I be a child of God? Of course I don't want to be a child of the devil. Am I a child of God? I don't know. You can know right now. You can make that choice. You can say, dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. I want to be your child. Come into my life. I want to live for you every moment of every day. In Jesus' name, amen. And then what do? You start telling some people, say, hey, I made the choice. I'm a Christian now. I'm a child of God. And then start reading the Bible. Start watching more sermons. Go to church. Start learning more about Jesus. Pray to him. Talk to him, just like you're talking to your friends. Be his child. Once you do that, no one can take you away. The devil cannot take you away. You cannot become a child of the devil again. The only thing you can do is when you screw up, when you sin, and you will. We all sin. I sin. Everyone sins. Even your pastors, they all sin. When you sin, you act like a child of the devil. But we aren't children of the devil anymore. We are now children of God. And so when I sin, when I screw up, I act like a child of the devil. And I don't want to do that. So I don't want to sin. So anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. So if people are currently and constantly living in sin or doing wrong, they're not God's children, because God's children would not do that. They wouldn't behave that way. That's what that's what 1 John 3:10 is telling us, that children of God wouldn't behave like that. They'd behave a certain way. They'd do what is right. And they always try to do what is right. And yes, they make mistakes every once in a while. So you have to do what is right. You must love others. Then you will truly be a child of God. But if you fail to follow God and you align yourself with the devil, then you become his child. Now we're getting to Acts 13:10. You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the ways of the Lord? That's what's being said about these people who are following the devil. Now, whether they're really following the devil and they're like Satan worshipers and things like that, they're actively pursuing it, or whether they're just simply not Christians, they're cold. Remember, you're either hot or you're cold. If you're hot, you're on fire for Christ. It's a fire. It's a burning flame inside of us. There's no like little dull. Have you ever put your hand over a candle and been like, oh, that's not hot. That doesn't burn because it's just a tiny little flame. No, fire is hot. Fire burns. You need to have that spirit within you burning. It's a burning flame, a scorching fire, a consuming flame. We got to go out there and save the lost souls. We're a burning flame. We're hot. You're either hot or you're cold. There's no in between. There's no like, oh, this fire doesn't burn me. It's okay. Well, maybe it's fake. Well, then it's cold. And so hot or cold, the cold are like the people who are either actively pursuing the devil, or they just don't know. They haven't been brought into the light yet. They're still walking in darkness. They're wandering in darkness. You can go be the light and warm them and bring them over and make them hot. How do you do that? It's very simple. It's just like you just share Jesus with them. Share these sermons. You get them to make that decision to become a child of God. Hot or cold. It's one or the other. You're either a child of the devil or a child of God. Now, if you are in the world, remember this, we're in the world. If we're in the world, this world is of the devil. It's kind of like in some movies, they say, oh, it's of the devil. Now, obviously, not everything in this world is of the devil, because if that were the case, I mean, it's psychotic. The things of this world, remember, this is not our kingdom. This is not our home. But this sermon is not of the devil. This Bible is not of the devil. These things come from the Spirit, which is from another world, our heavenly kingdom. Divinely inspired. Not of this world. But we're in this world. But it's not of this world. You see what I'm saying? It's here. But it doesn't originate here. Our home is not here. We have chosen to be somewhere else. So if you're living in the world, you're of the devil. You are. You're of the devil. Your goal is to become a Christian and be not of this world. You remember, we serve a heavenly king. Jesus is a heavenly king. He's in a different realm. We are in this world, behind enemy lines, in enemy territory, and this is where we operate. Eventually, we will go home. We will go to the place, our eternal resting place in heaven with Jesus. The Spirit longs to be united. When we became a Christian, we have the Holy Spirit is within us. This Spirit longs to be united with God, and God longs to be united with the Spirit. That's why when we start directing our attention somewhere else, God is jealous. Because we've taken something he gave us and we're misappropriating it. We're using it somewhere else. We're focusing the attention in a wrong place, and God gets jealous of that. Justfully. And so we need to turn back to God and connect that spirit with Him. Remember, we are not of this world. This world is of the devil, and they may hate you. You might be sharing the light, and people are like, oh, that light's too bright. They may not like you because you're too bright. Or they sometimes things may be too hot, and they don't like it. You come out, and you're a burning flame. You're on fire for Christ, and they're like, they don't like you because you might be too hot. You cannot be too hot. You cannot be too bright. Okay, that is something you can never be. You can never be too hot or never be too bright. So guess what? Get out there and be as hot as you can and as bright as you can, because this world will always have a problem with however it is. It will. It's not your job to tone it down or to compromise in these areas. It's your job to move the line, to push, to be bright, to be that light in the darkness, to share Jesus with others, to bring more people to Christ. And they may not like you. They may hate you because you are not of this world. You're different. They're going to say you're a freak. Yeah, you're a Jesus freak. And they're going to not like you. And they don't know why. Well, let's see. You're full of salt because you're salty. You're full of light, so you're too bright. And you're hot, so you're burning them. They don't like you. You're hot, you're bright, you're salty. But guess what? That's exactly what you need to be. And pretty soon, they're going to get hot, they're going to get bright, they're going to get salty. And they're going to be like, wow, this is nice. And now people are going to hate them too. But guess what? They hated Jesus first. It's okay. Be different. Now, if they hate you because you're a bad person or you're sinning or you're doing something like that, then of course that's wrong. But if they hate you because you're salty and you're hot and you're bright, then that's okay. You got to be on fire for Christ. They hated Jesus first. They hated him first. John 15:18 says, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. That's Jesus. Continue reading. I read the rest of that chapter. The next 10 verses are excellent. We don't have time for them now, but they're really good. Some good encouragement for you that if the world's getting you down, it's okay. They hated Jesus first. You need to be different. You're going to be different. You're going to become that weirdo, that Jesus freak, the Bible thumper. Yes, you're probably going to get a label, a preacher. Now, if you do it appropriately in the right context, it's okay. But if you're the type of person that you go out to the bars and you start drinking, and then all of a sudden you're starting to preach Jesus, that's not right. You're committing drunkenness, a sin, and now you're trying to bring Jesus into it to make it okay. And you're like, well, wait a minute, I need a few in me in order to have that confidence. No, you don't. That's of this world. And people are going to hate you because of that, and rightfully so. But if you are on a missions team or a street team helping the homeless and preaching Jesus and they don't like you because of that, guess what? That's okay. They hated Jesus first. Now, if you say, okay, well, I'm going to go sober into a bar and start preaching Jesus, the bar is not the place probably to always be preaching Jesus. It's a good place. People go there to try to drown their sorrows, but when you introduce a chemical concoction into the brain, they're not thinking normally, and so, of course, it just doesn't work as well. But I'm not saying it's a bad place to go. There is no bad place to go. You want to be a Christian and walk into a Satanist worship center and start trying to preach Jesus, they're not going to like you. It might be hazardous to your health. Maybe you'll end up as a sacrifice. But they're not going to like you. It's all in context. Everything in moderation. It's biblical. You keep reading the Bible and understanding the scripture, and you'll know there is a time and a place for everything. That includes sharing Jesus. It's not like every single day you're going to be sharing Jesus all the time. You're going to be leading by example most of the time, And then hopefully you'll get chances throughout the day to share Jesus and talk about it. You got to lead by example, though. You got to be in this world. We got to do the things of this world, whether you're going to work, the store, all of this stuff. You got to be in this world. We are in it, but we're not of the world. In, but not of. We are of a heavenly kingdom. John 17, 14, and 15. 17, 14, and 15. So, chapter 17, verse 14 says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. All right, this is Jesus talking to God the Father, his Father. He's praying for his disciples. Really, for anyone who wants to share Jesus. He's saying he has given them the word of the Father. He has given them the Holy Spirit. He has given them, given you, given me, given us the ability to share Jesus with others. And the world hates us for it. They don't like it. But that's okay. Jesus says the world has hated them, for they are not of the world, because now they're of a heavenly kingdom, any more than I am of the world, than Jesus is of the world. His prayer is not that God takes us out of the world, but that he protects them from the evil one. So Jesus is saying, he has given us something, you and me. He has given us this word, this word. Do not let the book of the law depart from your lips. Joshua 1:8. Do not let it depart. God has given us this. The world hates us for it. But we are not of this world. So Jesus is saying, hey, I pray for the missionaries and those preachers and the people who are sharing Jesus, who are living out their calling, their greater calling, the Great Commission. Jesus says, I pray for you. And he's praying, he's saying, Father, do not take them out of the world, but protect them from the evil one. Why? Why would we need protection? Because the devil rules this world. So Jesus is saying, hey, I want you guys there. I want you to live for me as long as possible. God doesn't want you to go die right now for him. He doesn't want you to walk into the Satanist center and be a martyr. No, he wants you to get out there and live for him for years to come. We're limited to 120 years. How close can you get to 120? You better make it your goal to get all the way, living for Jesus every single moment of every single day for the next however many years it takes you to get to that 120. God wants you here. Jesus wants you here in the world, but not of the world. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this great sermon series. I ask that if there's anyone out there who hasn't made that decision to be your child, that they would make that choice, that you would soften their heart, that you would help them see the light, that they'd say, hey, I want to be hot. I want to be bright. I want to be salty. I want to be that weirdo, that Jesus freak. And I want to live every single moment of every single day for you, that you would inspire them to be not of this world, and that you would inspire them to get out and live in the world, sharing you as often as they can, that they would lead by example, that they would live for you, fully committed, serving you only. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for being with us today. If you haven't seen the rest of the sermon series, check that out. If this is if you've been with us, thanks for sticking it out. 4 sermon series, it's been great. I hope that you've hit the subscribe buttons, that you'll stay tuned, and that you will consider sharing these with others and helping them live in the world, but not of the world. God bless.